Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another point and, well, try to get to the point. Today's point, you should go back and play old games, man. I've been playing, well, I've been listening to some old soundtracks recently, trying to, like, finish up that Avowed script. I typically end up writing with soundtracks and, you know, just kind of get in the gaming mood. And it's kind of got me stuck down the path of, I've been listening to a lot of scientific and a lot of Jim Guthrie, weirdly. I guess, like, speaking of weird old games that I've been, you know, thinking about getting into again, I played Below for, like, a hot minute when it came out on Game Pass, and it hasn't come out, you know, I haven't seen it anywhere since. But in the pivot to horror mood that I'm in and the, you know, just the Bloodborne-ish, I need some dark, spooky times. I've been thinking about Below a lot because the soundtrack is real good. You should go listen to it. There's, like, three different volumes of it. It's great. And it's just this, like, spooky kind of isometric game that you kind of crawl down a mountain and you go, you know, below. But I got the first achievement, and that's it. All I remember is that it's kind of like a pretty tricky roguelite. But I've been, like, meaning to go back to it because, I don't know, it's just one of those weird, like, flashbulb memory games that I have where I remember it being a thing that I was not into at the time, but I remember the vibes being good, and I have grown as a gamer. So I want to go back and try it out. But I also have been playing on my commute, speaking of Jim Guthrie, I have had the Sword and Sorcery, the Super Brothers game, on an iPhone for upwards of 5+ years, I think. I have been carrying that game around like an albatross around my neck. Someday I will sit down and play the damn video game and kind of, you know, enjoy what everyone has liked about that game so much. I've, like, started it 2 or 3 times now, I think, and I, like, barely ever made progress. I, like, barely made any progress on that game, and then I just started going back to it yesterday morning. I was like, fuck it, like, let's do this thing, let's see where this goes. And I'm 2 sessions in, I think, if that means anything to anyone. And man, it's sometimes you just gotta go back and play a video game that you know you're gonna like, but you've been putting off for a long time for the right moment. And sometimes a Thursday morning on a train that's been delayed 20 minutes is just the prime time to get in there and play that game. I'm, like, really, really enjoying Sword and Sorcery. Like, it is such a weird thing to see what a kind of, like, I don't know if I would call it premium, but, like, an elevated mobile game feels like. Like, I don't know how much you have played this mobile game from 2014, but it is basically it's a side scroller to some degree. It's kind of like a point and click game more than anything. And there's, like, environmental puzzles that you do, but the thing that is so interesting to me about it is I feel like there are so few mobile games that use the fact, like, besides you being able to play a game on the go and, like, fill some idle time, I don't think there are many mobile games that are doing shit you can only do on a phone. And, you know, to some degree, that's, like, doing things you could only do on a DS, right? Like, the way that you fight in this game, you walk back and forth, You like tap on the screen and tap and hold. There's no like analog control sticks on the screen. You like tap and hold, or you just double tap to move across the map. And then you get into a fight and a prompt comes up. It just like floats in text and says fight with a question mark. And then you move the phone from landscape to portrait mode and it gives you block and attack controls. And like, that's genius. Like, why aren't more people doing that? Like, why is Elder Scrolls Blades not doing like side-to-side stuff like that? You know, I'm just really amazed that this game, like, oh, and you'll open up your inventory, right? And you gotta open the book that you wanna look into, and that's, you have to turn it the other way and like line up some lines, and now you can do it that way. It just is like, I don't know what it is about it. It's just like some like tactile nature to it that is like, this game is doing something that I can't just do on a computer, right? Like, it is making me interact with the interface and like the actual device that I'm using to make something happen in a way that like just doesn't, like, so rarely happens. Like, I think the DS has a couple of moments of that where you like play the DS like a book because you're looking at a book or something. But it's so rare to see that in these games, and it's just so nice to play a mobile game. Like, I've also been playing Merge Maestro, which is it's a merge 'em up, which is fine. Like, it is like a perfectly fine one of those games, and is like, you know, it's got its Balatro stuff in it of like random perks and everything. But it is just like one of those games. Like, even Balatro is, like, on mobile, is just Balatro on mobile, which is fine. Like, if you want to be able to play Balatro on the go, you can do that. But it's not like, none of these games are doing something that you couldn't do somewhere else. Like, Merge Maestro is a game that I could just be playing elsewhere. Like, I could just load that up on a computer, I could load that up on a console, I can put that on my Switch, and I can play that game. So it's just like really fascinating to me to be playing something that I think Sword and Sorcery came out in at least 2014, maybe earlier. And they're like really playing with the paradigm of the game. Like, you are like using that thing differently than you normally would. Like, I half expect for there to be like some sort of combat thing where the main character receives a phone call and you have to answer the phone, you know? And it like does this thing where I'm playing a video game that is kind of like beautiful pixel art, but like nothing, like, it is not like blowing me away with anything else, but it's just as like, well, what are they going to do next? Like, what's the next way that I interface with this game? Like, what's the next weird thing that's going to happen? And it's nice. It's like real nice to have a surprising moment in a game like that. I mean, the other thing in there is that like, it is doing, the tone is real good. Like, it's very well written, and every once in a while you'll click on an NPC and just a good old MP3 of, I assume, one of the developers says, what's up? And that's great. Like, it is like a whimsical, fun time that is not taking itself seriously, but is like managing to nail a tone of just like weirdness and mystery and kind of what's going on here. I love it. It's super cool. I'm really happy that I finally gone back to give it a go. I think I have, I don't actually know how long it is, because it is not like telling me what the story I am playing is. Like, I don't know what the end goal is, but I assume I've got some more time in it, and I'm looking forward to playing more of it. It is, I think it is very important that you do play with headphones. I know that that's like mobile game faux pas numero uno, but music's real good, sounds real good. I think there's like not really sound puzzles, but kind of sound puzzles. So it's good. Like, highly, highly recommend it. It's like amazing. Big ups on that one. Which is also why I've been thinking a little bit more about it, because I also want to go and play Jet the Far Shore. And I have now decided, after listening to the soundtrack, after playing Sword and Sorcery for a little bit, it's time. Like, I need to go play Jet the Far Shore. I've been so excited to play that game for so long. I was like so bummed when it came out on the PlayStation and nowhere else. And then it got a PC port a while ago that it's time. I'm going to go in there. I've got the DLC. I picked it up on a sale like forever ago. So yeah, it's time. I'm going to go hop into Jet the Far Shore and like see what that game is all about, because man, that soundtrack is so good. You should go listen to that. What a good soundtrack. I'm planning on recording that and putting it out, because I think I'm going to have some thoughts, and if for nothing, no other reason, I want to have the footage, because I imagine that will be a game I want to write about. Thanks for hanging out. I gotta hop and go get these cheeseburgers. Fooled you. This was not a commute. This is a point-to-point to get some cheeseburgers. I'm going to go grab these cheeseburgers and then go eat them with my family and have some fun. I hope that your day is going well, that you had a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and hopefully you're having some good cheeseburgers. All right, see ya.